Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking.
Hey, Georgia. This is Claire Pratt. I have been emailing with Sage, I believe, about trying to get Zoe in to see him whilst we're down in Brisbane. I was just wondering if she has got back to us, whether or not that is able to happen.
Let me have a look. Sorry, I'm just reading the email.
No, that's okay.
Now. So it looks like Sage was emailing Dr. Ross. So we're trying to get Zoe in with Georgia?
Kim, I think they said.
Sorry, I'm just reading the email.
Kim Robinson?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading the email now. It looks like Sage was talking to... Sage emailed Dr. Ross's office because Kim has such an extensive wait list.
Okay. Because the problem is Queensland Health won't pay for me to come down.
Mm.
So I'm currently having fights with them already. And we have an appointment to see the allergist on the 21st. So we're already down, you know, 20th to 21st. So I think they were going to try facilitate something while we're down. I've emailed Travel over the weekend to ask if we can change it, and they pretty much just replied with, is it for a medical reason? So I don't think they will let me change the flights because they won't care that I'm seeing you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, let me have a look.
Sorry.
I'm just trying to read the email because I'm... I see what information I can gather from this. So it looks
no, that's
like,
okay.
So you spoke to Sage.
Yeah, just through emails.
Just through email. Okay.
I did speak to someone the other day, but I was all confused and I didn't know what was happening. So they're like, look, we'll get back to you. And that's when they sent the email.
So it looks like, like the referrals, family intervention, speech pathology with Kim. Kim's got an extensive wait list, therapy and an assessment. So it looks like, it looks like Sage has spoken with Dr. Ross's office to ask if Zoe could see one of our psychologists because she's got availability the week you guys are here.
Because I did send through my flights because we're literally only there Monday afternoon till Tuesday afternoon, and she's got an appointment at 9:30 already.
Okay, it looks like Dr. Ross's office has emailed back saying that has agreed for Georgia to see Zoe.
Okay.
So that would mean we could book something in. So when, so you said, is it, are we looking at October?
Yeah, I did send through the flights to the emails and I was talking, like when I replied to Sage.
Sorry, it doesn't look like I can see the email myself. So you said there was an appointment 9:30
so
on the Monday or the Tuesday?
The Tuesday. So we fly into Brisbane 10:35 Monday the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And we fly out at 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st. And that morning she does have a allergist appointment at, I can't remember, it's 9 or 9:30. And that usually takes at least an hour.
Okay.
And that's in the Grange.
Sorry, could you say that again?
Her eldest appointment is in the Grange, so I'm not sure how far that's from.
Ooh, okay.
Where you guys are.
So
really, if you had something Monday afternoon, that'd be amazing.
Let me have a look. I might be too.
I know nothing generally works for me, so I've...
Okay, I'm looking. There's nothing right off the bat with George's calendar that I can pop in, but there's a chance that we're able to move something. So what I might do is I might, is it all good if I send you an email with some possible times?
Yeah, for sure.
And then you can pick from those. Do you know how, so it says that you're after a therapy and an assessment. Do you know what kind of assessment or?
Pretty much my kid's a fucking asshole and I don't know what to do anymore. I'm done. And, like, I don't know what needs to be done.
All right, that's fine. Sorry, it was just, if there was something specific you had in mind, I might be able to give you a little bit of more information, but that's good.
I don't know. Like, she's a lot. That's why we thought Dr. Ross to try get some help. Like, we've got absolutely no help in town. There's a strong family history of anxiety. Her dad is ADHD and OCD. Fuck knows what a granny is because fuck, that's just a whole ball of special. And like, I don't know if there's something going on there. Like, I don't know what's going on. She literally yells at us continuously. We can't do anything right, but you call her out on it and she pretty much carries on at us that we don't want her, we don't want her alive, all this sort of shit.
Okay. All right. So what I'm thinking is...
Take what you will from that because I don't know anymore.
Yeah. I think that would potentially be something where Georgia would maybe have to have some sessions before determining... What?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all good then. What I'll do is I'll see if I can find anything else or I'll see if I can get in touch with Sage and see what he was thinking. But I'll send you an email with potentially some time while you guys are here to see Georgia.
Yeah. Like, we can do telehealth after that. My only concern is... I literally fly out the next week to have a hysterectomy and then I'm like stuck down there for 2 weeks and then like I can't drive or anything for another 4 weeks. Mm. So it's going to make it really tough to do anything.
Well, we're going to try and get you in for while you guys are here.
Thank you.
I'll see what I can move around and I'll send you an email. Yeah. Once I figure that out.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Like, if it can't happen, I can try just move my flights and then get Queensland Health to reimburse me. They don't like me at the moment.
They're being a bit difficult at the moment.
I had to literally write a letter to the exec saying that we needed the appointment with Dr. Ross because I was at the point of fucking killing myself before they would even approve it. And then they told me it was a once-off.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're being very difficult.
All right. I'll get in touch with you. I'll probably send the email through sometime today after I've had a chance to talk to a couple of different people.
No dramas. Thank you so much for anything you can do. I really appreciate it.
All right. That's all good. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye.